The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Hello, I'm Alan McIntyre with the Frederick Douglass Republicans, the founder of the Low Information Voter Project and the Emancipation Project. Ladies and gentlemen, in the first episode of the Grand Scheme, I informed the listeners that the origin of the Democrat Party's Grand Scheme is Lyndon Baines Johnson, 36th President of the United States of America from 1963 to 1969, and the key party strategists. The Democrat Party was able to somehow convince blacks that they had simply transformed themselves overnight from their racist Dixiecrat ways that were responsible for slavery, the KKK, lynching, black codes, Jim Crow, voter suppression, and numerous other atrocities against blacks going back more than 100 years. Now, the term grand is defined as very large in scope, involving or including many people or things. The term scheme is defined as a large-scale systematic plan or arrangement for attaining some particular object or putting a particular idea into effect. So, in episode one of the Grand Scheme, it was revealed that the Democrat Party is using a form of psychological slavery that has blacks confined to poverty, urban plantations, moral decay, false narratives, as well as a political dependency on the Democrat Party, which has simply failed to deliver on their 52 years of political promises. Black Americans should be alarmed that a so-called black president and his Democrat-controlled House and Senate failed to deliver on years of political promises, even when they had absolute power over the government. Fortunately, many blacks in America are realizing that Malcolm X was right on when he referred to blacks as political chumps because of their blind allegiance to a political party that they put first, yet that political party continues to put them last. Now, in episode two, I reemphasize the racist history of the Democrat Party, the psychological slavery scheme, and I briefly explained their support for legalized genocide, also known as abortion, and how Democrats respond to those that oppose abortion by accusing them of waging war on women as a means to silencing pro-life Republicans while portraying them as anti-woman. This tactic has two effects. One, it generates anti-Republican sentiment amongst female voters, and it unfortunately keeps the genocidal practice of abortion alive and well in the black community. In this episode, I will present more specific evidence as I continue to build a case for the mass exodus from the Democrat Party plantation. Barack Obama, the first black president, cut school vouchers for poor black kids in Washington, D.C., thereby denying them access to the same quality education as many of their white counterparts. And we all know that a quality education is the most expeditious means for exiting a life of poverty. Furthermore, the D.C. school voucher program was reinstated by Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner. So much for the Republican racism myth. Also, black President Barack Obama and his Democrat Party continued their assault on poor black children by cutting funding to all 105 historically black colleges, and you didn't know this because the liberal Democrat-controlled media has decided to withhold all facts and information from blacks in an effort to keep us uninformed, politically ignorant, and voting Democrat. Black Americans are less and less fooled by Democrat charlatans such as Obama, Hillary, Pelosi, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and other Democrat political operatives. Thanks to my Low Information Voter Project, increasing the dissemination of previously withheld information. I would be remiss if I failed to mention that black people should be alarmed by Obama and the Democrats' eagerness to pass amnesty, knowing the devastating outcome it will have on black America. For example, amnesty eventually results in 60 million new lower-class Americans that will immediately dilute the political power of the 45 million blacks in America. Amnesty will also result in unimaginable competition for blacks when it comes to limited resources such as jobs, quality education, access to health care, and many other valuable resources. Black people, ask yourself, what is it that Obama, Hillary, and the Democrat Party operatives continue to promote policies that destroy you and distance you from your God, yet you continue to vote them in office? Another example of Democrat politics and politicians failing black America are the urban concrete plantations controlled by Democrats for more than a half a century. And there are no Republicans, Tea Partiers, or conservatives in sight, yet they are often blamed for the blight in these communities. Now, urban cities such as Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Cincinnati, Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, and others are burdened by Democrat policies and politicians. These cities are a cesspool for crime, poverty, corruption, and failing schools, to name a few. As we take a look at these cities, an obvious truth comes to light. For example, Baltimore has 14 city councilmen that govern it, and all 14 are Democrats. 9 are black. The mayor is black. The police commissioner is black. Their U.S. representative is black. The fire chief is black. The city and the police are majority black, and 3 of the cops accused in the Freddie Gray case are black, and not to mention the other 200-plus people killed by black-on-black violence last year in Baltimore that didn't get the privilege of rioting and media attention. In Chicago, the mayor is Democrat, and 50 of the 51 councilmen are Democrat, many of which are black. In Cincinnati, the mayor is Democrat. The previous mayor was a black Democrat. 6 of 9 councilmen are Democrat, and 1 is a socially liberal independent. The police chief is black. The current and previous city managers are black, and the city is half black. In New York, the mayor is Democrat. 48 of the 51 councilmen are Democrat. In Cleveland, the mayor is a black Democrat. 16 of the 17 councilmen are Democrat. 8 of them are black, and the 1 non-Democrat is a member of the irrelevant Socialist Green Party. And the political demographics of America's urban cities are consistent with the examples I provided. Please allow me to pour on the facts. Under Obama and the Democrats, black unemployment is through the roof. The number of Americans on welfare has doubled to approximately 50 million people, and the worker participation rate is at the miserable Democrat Jimmy Carter 1978 level. And we all know what an absolute failure he was. In this third episode of The Grand Scheme, my purpose was to give some very specific examples of Democrat Party treachery and inefficiency. I want to thank you for tuning in. Please share this episode and others with your email list. May God bless America, the Republic, and preserve the Constitution. P.S. The Law Information Voter Project has distributed approximately 80,000 to 100,000 pamphlets, flyers, DVDs, books, and letters. I also educate the American electorate through my podcasts, speaking engagements, door-to-door, face-to-face outreach via street teams, and I regularly mail and email black churches. If you would like to support the Law Information Voter Project, go to www.gofundme.com and search the Law Information Voter Project. Thank you.